All right then, our next public hearing is change of zone number 1866, Triple B Farms LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 18.3155 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Hudson Road and Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 11.01. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Byer.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission and staff. Gene Byer on behalf of the original applicant, Triple B Farms LLC, and now on behalf of the owner of the property, Bay Health Medical Center, which bought the property last October. If my memory works, this is only the second application for the new I-1 institutional zoning classification in the county. The first was BB's application immediately west of its Tunnel Cancer Center. Tonight, to help present the application, we have Mike Ryman from Becker Morgan, the project architect and engineers, and Jerry Peters from Bay Health to explain Bay Health's very preliminary plans. Before I begin to talk about the property and the project, I'd like to make two observations about the staff report. First, the property is not 8.3155 acres, it's 18.315 acres. And second, if I read the comp plan update correctly, chapter 4, page 22, eliminates the mixed residential use classification. With that, I'd like to begin with looking at the zoning map for the area. If we could get that one up there, Janelle.
This is the zoning map.
Well, that's not the one. That
you want you, okay.
I'm fussy about that.
Okay.
Still not the right map, but it's close enough. Yeah, now it's almost invisible, but what that is, ladies and gentlemen, is a minute rendition of the area of Route 9 between the Route 5, Route 9 intersection east of Cool Spring. As you all know, Route 9 in that area and Route 9 in general is identified by county ordinance as a major arterial road. DLDOT identifies Route 9 as a principal arterial road. The recently adopted comprehensive plan update identifies Route 9 between Georgia.
Well, that comp plan hasn't been adopted yet, just so we're clear on that. It was approved by council,
but not approved by the state.
The governor. It doesn't have any legal effect yet.
I get it, but I'm speaking to a point, and that is the plan identifies this area of 9 between Georgetown and Route 1 as a growing business corridor. As the application immediately before us demonstrates, it's a busy business corridor. The purpose, obviously, is to provide local residents goods and services without having to go out to Route 1. If you look at that screen, and it's really tough, you might want to look in your project booklet instead. Over the years, there have been more than a dozen zoning changes from AR1 to either B1, C1, or CR1 in the area between the Route 5, Route 9 intersection and Cool Spring. There are a variety of various retail, commercial, service, trade, and even medical uses, including several doctor's offices and a long-term care facility for traumatically injured patients. As you all are well aware, most recently, a 3-acre parcel directly south of this parcel was rezoned and is now a Dollar General store up and running. Immediately west of that property, there is a substantial mini storage facility under construction. at the same time all of this commercial activity has been going on, there's been significant residential development, including to the north of this property, northwest, Lazy Lake, which is a community of approximately 150 residences, Shoreview Woods to the immediate west, approximately 100 townhomes, immediately west of that Hunter's Mill, approximately 150 homes, and further west, the trails of Beaver Creek and the meadows of Beaver Creek, more than 250 homes. All told, that's more than 600 homes in this small area of Sussex County. So it is a rapidly growing area. With that perspective in place, I'd ask Mike Ryman to come up, identify himself, and talk to you a little bit about the property.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mike Ryman, Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue in Dover, Delaware. And I'm going to try to navigate this thing. You have this all in one PDF, right?
Yep. Correct.
Okay, great. And this is now huge.
How'd you do that?
Well, this is a 24 by 30, so there we go. Okay, so this just to get our bearings straight, this is the property which shows approximately an 18-acre parcel bound, as you can see here, which was a minor subdivision that was carved off from the original 215-acre parcel known as Triple B Farms LLC. We have Hudson Road here on this side of the property. And then we have the Lewis Georgetown Route 9 highway located here. The site is a vacant site. It is currently under agricultural here, this portion of the site, and there are about 9 acres of woodlands shown by the tree line here in this location. There's a stormwater management facility that is on this corner, which was part of the upgrades to this intersection. This was a recent DLDOT project, I believe part of their HIP or HSIP program a number of years ago. I think this was closed out in about 2015. So it's a recent improvement to this intersection to add additional turn lanes and what have you. So this has been a recently upgraded intersection. As Mr. Byard had indicated, the property is zoned AR1, and we're seeking a rezoning to the I zone. The property does not have any wetlands on the site. We've had the site looked at, so there are no wetlands on the property. This property is not in a floodplain. There also exists utilities directly on and adjacent to the property. There is a 12-inch water main from Artesian across the frontage of the property, as well as an 8-inch force main. And we do have a ability to serve letter from Artesian for water and sewer. So with that, we have water sewer to the property, recently upgraded intersection on the corner, which are all positive. As Mr. Byard had indicated, and I think, or actually maybe Janelle had indicated, the DLDOT did respond to our service level request form that a traffic study wouldn't be necessary for the rezoning application, and they would evaluate that need as part of the site plan process. As indicated, we're at the very preliminary stages. We're here for a rezoning this evening, so obviously we need to come back, and that's part of our site plan process. And once we refine our plans, we'll and determine the final scope of the project, then we would obviously go back to DLDOT and determine if any further evaluation is necessary. As far as a plan, we do have kind of a conceptual, and I want to emphasize that point. It is very conceptual at this point, as we are here for a rezoning this evening. But we did want to at least give you some idea of.
Mr. Ryman, if I could just interrupt you for a second, and just to speak to those of you in the public who might have an interest in this application this evening, I want to point out an important difference between the previous applications that you heard this evening and this one. What we had earlier were conditional use applications, which are very specific applications for a specific use and a specific type of building with storage in certain specific areas that are designated. This is a change of zone application, and the question that's in front of the commission is whether or not this property is appropriate for the zoning classification requested. It isn't really so much about it being a hospital, a medical facility, a school, or anything like that. Although, as a practical matter, it's often the applicants choose to and are encouraged to at least give the commission some idea of what they might be planning to do. But we are not here to evaluate the site plan or any of that stuff this evening. This is just to kind of give us a better understanding of what they have in mind. But if the zoning gets changed, then the zoning stays that way. It'll always stay that way. It'll always be in the I-1 institutional zoning, and something in, you know, that looks quite a bit different from what you're seeing there might actually end up there. So I just want to make sure folks understand that the question we're that is before us this evening is whether or not this site is appropriate for the zoning classification being requested. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, that's I appreciate that, and thank you for pointing that out. That being said, obviously we've looked at the property. We've given you some idea of what the site would look like. As you can see, we have a facility that our intent would be to sit kind of in the back portion of the property with an access off of Hudson Road. At this point, we're not pursuing an access. We don't intend to pursue an access to Route 9. We have lots of discussions that are going to happen down the road with DLDOT as we get into those details. But this just gives you a sense. This would be the location of the building here, possible entrance onto Hudson Road, likely some stormwater management in this lower portion, which would make sense. There's stormwater management there associated with the DLDOT entrance, and then parking surrounding the facility, some drop-off, et cetera. But again, very preliminary at this point. Mr. Peters from Bay Health is going to come up and talk a little bit about what they're thinking at this point, but I emphasize again, it's conceptual at this stage.
Mike, one other thing. You did receive a PLUS report and respond to that report.
Yes.
Is there anything remarkable or worrisome in the PLUS report?
No. There was a comment about a potential cemetery, but that's actually not on this property. It's further off on the original property on the backside. It's not on the 18 acres, so just want to clarify that point.
SHPO's concerns have no bearing on this project.
That is correct.
Okay. I asked Jerry to come up and chat with you briefly. Introduce yourself, Jerry, and talk.
Good evening. Jerry Peters. I currently serve as the director of the Health Campus Project, which you may have heard we're getting ready to open up for acute care inpatient hospital that will serve southern Kent County and northern Sussex County. But however, more and more healthcare services are being provided on an outpatient basis, and we feel that this Route 9 site is a good location, a convenient location for the citizens of northern Sussex County to receive care. We're in the very preliminary stages right now, but we're looking roughly, this will probably require about 45 new employees for this site for the types of services that we're anticipating serving here, which would be increased access to primary care physicians, family practice physicians, diagnostic imaging, and perhaps a walk-in outpatient clinic. But right now we're in the very preliminary stages, but that gives you kind of an overview. The next phase would be to more detailed program planning and to see how best we can serve the northern Sussex County population.
That's the application in a nutshell. We believe it's consistent with the trend of development in this area of Route 9. It meets the purposes of the I-1 institutional zoning classification and addresses a stated goal in the former comp plan and the draft comp plan by locating this project on a major arterial road. In the project booklet, there are findings of fact for your consideration. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have, but before I close, wanted to extend an invitation on behalf of Bay Health to its open house on January 19th from 2 to 5. The Milford campus is open for all to see. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then. Well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
I don't have any questions. I understand the institutional. I would say that when the site plans come in, I would look for interconnectivity to future growth and other parcels nearby.
We'll make a note.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
No question.
Ms. Wingate?
I have none.
Okay. Staff?
None for me.
None for me.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None. No, I don't have any.
Well, I will not spoil the streak. No questions either. If you would take a seat nearby, and we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use, I'm sorry, change of zone number 1866, Triple B Farms, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1866? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Hi, how are you? My name is William Miller. I have the two lots across from the building, the proposed building. Mm-hmm. Not in opposition or approval. I just have a few questions.
Okay.
So from what I gather, it's going to be some kind of healthcare facility?
That's what's being proposed. But as I had said, it's anything under the institutional one zoning classification would be allowed here if this gets approved.
But that's limited primarily
to healthcare, schools.
Medical office. Governmental facilities.
Yeah, it's not a real broad category, but it's not just limited.
It wouldn't be a shopping center, for example.
Right. Could not be a shopping center.
Okay. Well, so we said about 45 employees?
Sir, I need you to direct your
Okay, so 45 employees, so that would be from 7 to 3, 7 to 4, because right there, that's traffic in the morning that I have a concern with. And then the other thing, too, would be how many patients are they expecting a day, and is that going to be in and out all day long? It's a mess there now with traffic. They use that for a cutoff from 1.
Okay.
I want to know what's... There's a traffic impact study or something like that.
Well, I think the testimony was that the traffic impact study was not required for the change in the zone. But if the change in zone is successful, there will be a site plan, and I can assure you at that point in time, I'm quite certain that someone will require one.
Okay, and then is there going to be medical waste?
Is there what?
Medical waste.
Medical waste. Well, I think that's a reasonable assumption. If it's a medical facility, that there might be some medical waste.
And yeah, how's that going to be handled? Is it going to be stored on site, in the building or outside the building? When is it going to be taken out of there? How long does it get to stay? Because I don't want to smell any of that.
I understand that. I'm sure that those issues would be addressed in an appropriate manner. And again, those are questions that will be that would be dealt with specifically in the site plan process.
And is there going to be, I guess there's going to be a cafeteria?
Would there be in it? I suspect that there might be, but that's not
because this is, okay. So that's really all I wanted to know for now, and I guess what's my next step? Just wait to see if they get the approval? Or?
If they get approved, what will happen is this body makes a recommendation to County Council. County Council has another hearing. There will be another hearing, public hearing. Where they'll make a presentation similar to what they did this evening, although it doesn't have to be the same, but typically they're similar. And then County Council will take our recommendation into consideration, plus what they hear at their own hearing, and then they'll make a final decision. If it gets approved, there's about a 60-day period where someone has the option to appeal, and if it is not appealed at that time, the zoning change goes into effect. The next thing that typically would happen would be that the owner would begin to develop a site plan, and then once that site plan is submitted for approval, that's when those types of issues would be dealt with.
And then we get notified as the steps go?
Everything occurs on a public agenda. Right. You should have been notified.
I did. I got notified.
Thank you.
February 5th is the County Council date.
Right, so that's the next one. Okay.
Right, you'll be notified of that.
Okay. Okay. I think that's it. Thank you.
It's not a bad thing to come and air your concerns early.
It's a good thing. It looks like a nice building. I understand the pros, and I know there's cons too. And thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Anyone else like to speak?
Can I take a picture?
Sure. Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.